Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now, right now.
Hey, I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith, listening, and you're listening to Leaders Portfolio. Today in studio, founder at Erickson Living, Mr. John Erickson. Welcome, John, to Leaders Portfolio.
Rebecca, it's good to be here.
Now, Erickson Living is privately owned, has been based in Baltimore County, Maryland since 1983, and develops and manages retirement community. And it currently comprises 16 campuses from Texas to Virginia to Pennsylvania, and you employ more than 12,000 people.
That's correct.
But the story is that you actually started this from scratch.
I did. It goes back into the early 80s. And I was doing leisure housing in Florida. And I realized for every person that comes to Florida, 20 stay home. And as they age in place, the thing that they would most benefit from is a better social and service structure in the last half of their retirement. So I decided that I would go out and pioneer what that means and see if I could put it together.
Excellent. And you said yourself when you started, you wanted to, and I quote, "What can I do to change the way society views the aging process," unquote. Did you accomplish that?
I did accomplish that. The reality is nobody expected to live as long as they have, and we put very little energy into making sure that we maintained quality throughout the entire process. So if you're going to be kind of retired for 25 years, you want to make sure that those are filled with a dynamic and a life that has a certain amount of dignity. So I really pushed to say, how can you do that? And by bringing people into the right environment and creating the right structure around them, you really do enhance the quality of people's lives. And we've got about 25,000 residents that every day would tell you, I can't believe life would be this good for me in my last 15 or so years.
Right in the Baltimore Sun, it said that your company's strategy of promising to refund residents' purchase price, which is often six figures, after the older person's death, gave it an edge over competitors. Is that accurate?
That's correct. In the 1980s, the model was more of an endowment model where you put it down and it amortized over the next 5 years and was gone. But middle America didn't mind transferring their home equity, but they wanted the inheritance to go to their kids. And so I came up with the model, you put up the capital structure and I'll get it back to you anytime you leave or die.
And so, and are people now utilizing that model like your competitors?
Oh, or the whole industry moved to that model. After I put that model out, people didn't want to go back to the endowment insurance model. So about 80% of the industry moved over to the refundable entry deposit.
Interesting. And so then you had to find other ways to be competitive, right?
That's right. But you could do that. It's a field that's wide open. So one of the ways we became competitive, we put in our own medical system. We hired all of our own doctors. We ultimately ended up going to Medicare and got our own health plan approved under Medicare. Now, all these things took 10 and 15 years, but in the end, they really distinguish you and you deliver better care. By having our own doctor network, we showed Medicare that you could reduce hospital time of seniors by 75%.
Interesting. And so then they approved
it. So they have
it.
A better quality of life if you're not in the hospital.
Right.
So we catch it early. We get after these issues. We help balance multiple disease management for seniors, and we get better outcomes.
And is that a differentiation from your competitors now?
Absolutely. Nobody's put in a comprehensive medical network to the extent that we did. We were the clear leader.
So now you got to come up with a new idea.
Always coming up with new ideas.
You're working on that?
Yes, I am.
Another idea that you have, which is not related to Erickson Living, is launching a national TV network for seniors.
That's correct. About 7 years ago, we launched a network called RLTV. At the time, it was retirement living, and now it's really more about redefining life and re-engineering your vision. So it's a network that targets the issues for seniors, wellness, health, financial stability, travel, adventure, that kind of thing, and political issues. In fact, we hope to capture the political debate that's coming up on the whole issue of what changes will we need to make to social policy for seniors. And what better place to do that in a network that actually focuses only on seniors and their attitudes and will reflect back how America's thinking.
And then you've got programming for all your homes already,
oh, yes.
Right?
That's right. All of our campuses have their own TV station.
Excellent, excellent. That's great. And so that's something you're working on pretty full time right now.
I'm pretty busy with that right now. We're in the rollout stages. We hope to be crossing the 25 million household mark of TV households here before the end of the summer. And then we hope to grow that to above 50 million by the time we reach the election year next year. And after that, you can't turn it off. We will be a household name.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, talk to me about, this is such an interesting story. You went from, you started this, I'm jumping back now to Erickson Living, but you started Erickson Living and you started in an old seminary, abandoned seminary, and you turned it into a retirement village. And then what happened? It worked and you said, let me add these?
Well, the two things that made a difference was the refundable entrance deposit and going to a fee-for-service model so that you got the basic services and you could live there for probably $200 cheaper than you could live at home. But then if you needed services, you could add them on. Well, that gave me access to all of Middle America. And 70% of people own their houses free and clear and with Social Security will pay for what they need, but just nobody developed a place for them to go. So when I finished the first project, which took 10 years, then I did three more projects in the next couple of years. Then finally, I decided it's time for this company to take off. This should be a national model. And so we actually had another 16 projects that we were developing during the next 5 and 6 years.
And so then you got to the point, you just built up. In the year 2009, you were considered best companies to work for in 2009. In the same year, you hit financial trouble, which I'm understanding is a result of the financial crisis, and Erickson Living went through bankruptcy. And so that must have been talk to me about what happened and how gut-wrenching that was for you.
In order to build this up, it takes about $100 million per campus to launch one of these. And we were up to a couple billion dollars worth of capital structure. And when the capital markets collapsed in end of 2008, early 2009, they basically came in and said, yeah, we knew that this was a 10-year program, but we want all our money back and we don't care the loss. And we will collapse the program and your entire company before we will go any further. And I had no ability around that. There was no possible way to refinance a couple billion dollars. And so I took the company through bankruptcy, gave them the tiny spoils that were left, and moved it over to a very good friend and associate of mine who I knew would take care of the residents. The bad part about it was tough to have to go through something like that. But the good part about it, it was almost transparent to the 25,000 people that lived in my communities. They didn't experience any change in their meal program, their health care systems, their transportation. So they got through it unscathed. And now the company is debt-free and ready to really explode in this age where we're going to need more and more services for seniors.
So how quickly did Erickson Living go from stability to, you know, instability? Was it overnight? Was it a month?
You got the first signal in January of 2009 when one of the banks who was in the group said, we're going to try and grab the cash of the company. And I said, if you do that, all the rest of the banks want to do the same thing. So this bank exercised their right and said they wanted to grab the cash. And all the rest of the banks joined and said, we all want cash. So then everybody had to stand still for 6 months. And then finally, by the end of the summer, you could tell the tension between the banks was getting intense. And one bank group finally did issue an order to confiscate the entire cash of the company. And I knew on that basis I had to file bankruptcy because they would not operate the company for the benefit of the residents. So we were prepared. We had about 4 hours notice, and we filed bankruptcy. And the judge gave us the control of the company for the period of time it took to transition.
And so tell me, your relationship to the company now is, do you have an ownership role?
No, I don't have an ownership
role. Not currently
anymore.
That had
to go away with the bankruptcy. But I'm revered as the honored founder of the company. My residents still love me, and they give me credit for everything that goes good in the communities, and they blame the new guy for everything that's not quite as good.
Which means you did a good PR job.
Which I did a good PR job. But the reality is I'm a major advisor to the company, and where we're looking at new sites and new programs and the rest, they involve me in most of those discussions. And so
was 2009 then the hardest year for you?
Sure. It was the toughest year I've been through because first of all, I had no experience to go through this. And the hard part about it is you don't know the outcome. You're in the middle of something you cannot control its destiny. And whether or not I could get the company to this ending that would take care of the residents, I wasn't sure. And so most of the year, you had to live in this incredible uncertainty. I told my residents when it was over that it was like when I was a kid, I used to do aerobatic flying. And when you do a stall in this old 1942 biwing, you'd go straight up, and then the plane would start to fall, and it would spin and start to go down. And you think the way to get out of it is to pull back on the stick and go to the left and stop spinning, but you'll crash if you do that. What you have to do is just let go. And when you let go, the engine will finally fly the plane out in its own path. And that's what you had to do this last year. I just had to let go, do everything that I could possibly do to do it right, and then hope that it would reach the right outcome, which it finally did.
And you said, now I need something to do, so I'm going to launch another business.
Well,
I'm
going to finish up my business with RLTV, and that's a really worthwhile thing. Senior America deserves their own network, their own social space, and particularly a place that dignifies the process of aging rather than making fun of it. Mm-hmm. And so I really see that as a powerful addition to wellness in America and good quality of living.
The other thing interesting about the business model is that seniors have more time, so their average quarterly hour listening would be higher than for another network.
Yeah, and they shift from entertainment television to finish up the end of a day to informational and inspirational television. They've got time to be inspired, and they want to hear good stories about life. So it's a whole difference of mindset than it is the entertainment TV of the evenings, and they're not nearly as into just fill it up with reality television. They really want to go back into tell me good things about life and what's going on and who's contributing, and so I really think it's a great asset.
Excellent. Now that you've become of retirement age, and you've got to experience what your target consumer might need, whether through the TV network or through Erickson Living, what have you since then implemented? Because you said, wow, I need this. I need to be putting this into my retirement communities.
Well, my 30,000 resident consultants over the years were the ones that gave me most of the input. They tell you every day what they need. And since they're going to live with you for the rest of their life, it's
you
not
better
that,
listen.
You better listen. And it really came down to about six categories of real you got to concentrate on. Good nutrition is one. Good exercise is one. A vibrant social structure is very, very important. Aging without a vibrant social structure probably does more damage than disease. The next one is healthcare management and wellness. Very hard to put together in our healthcare system. Very poorly designed for seniors. And then financial security. People can't really be on their own without some level of financial security. So getting them into a safe place for the rest of their life is good. And the last one is a person's spiritual well-being. You have to feel good about your life. If you don't feel good about your life and the relationships you've developed and how you've lived, you will not have a very successful retirement. So those six platforms are what I continue to work on, and it's like a painting that's never finished. You're always putting the next dot on.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you for coming on Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. I'm glad to be here.
John Erickson, founder at Erickson, living here in studio with us at Leaders Portfolio. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back after this on Leaders Portfolio.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux-Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.